There's a great quote that says, to be who you want to become, you have to give up who you are. To be who you want to become, you have to give up who you are. Now, I struggled with that quote for a long time, and I pushed against it. I resisted it because I thought, I don't want to give up who I am. The real me, the Matt Smith that's underneath the surface, because then I've lost my identity, and I might not like who I'm not, or somebody different to who I am, because I know who I am. I know how he feels every day. I know how he thinks every day. I know what actions he has to take every day. And all those thoughts that he thinks and the words that he says and the actions that he takes helps him survive, because he's still alive. He may not have the ideal and the perfect situation, but he's still alive. And he's safe, because there's some food on the table, there is a roof over his head, and he has people around him. So why would I want to give up everything that I am? Why would I want to do that? And for 2 years, I clung on to who I was. I resisted this change, like most people do. And I have complete empathy and understanding now for everybody that does stay where they are, because although it might be not the ideal, and it might not be thrilling and exciting and fulfilling, it's comfortable, and comfortable equals safe. It's change that scares people. It's not staying the same that scares people. It's change that scares people. It's getting rid of the old and bringing the new in that scares people. We know the old, although it might not be performing as well as we want it to, or hoped it to, or desired it to, or knows it can. We know it performs, and we have expectations of it, and it meets those expectations. We bring anything new in, there's a chance it might not meet the expectations, no matter what anybody and everybody says about it. There's a chance it might not meet our expectations. It might not do the job that we know the old does. Take a washing machine, for example. If you have a washing machine in your house, chances are it's working. Chances are it's not brand new, still in its packet, never been used. Chances are it does the job that you expect of it. Yes, you could probably pay £1,000 more for an all-singing, all-dancing, brand new washing machine that washes your clothes, dries your clothes, folds them up and puts them in your wardrobe for you. Some men out there are thinking, yeah, that's called the missus. But our old trusty washing machine does the job we expect of it. And if I turn up at your door with this brand new, all singing, all dancing, amazing washing machine and say, you've got to get rid of your old washing machine and bring the new one in. You can't even try the new one. You just got to straight swap, and you've got a pile of washing to do. You might think, I'm not sure. I know my washing machine works. I know what's expected of it. I'm not sure about this new thing. I'm going to stick with the old. And a lot of people do. They stay with the old. They get presented an opportunity. Some people even get given an opportunity, but they pass it up because they know the old. They pass up a better opportunity because they'd rather stay with what they're used to, although it's not fulfilling them and making them excited. It's what they know. So in order to become who you want to be, you have to give up what you are. In order to have the new, all singing, all dancing, X10,000 washing machine that does everything for you, washes, dries, irons, folds, puts away your clothes, you've got to get rid of the old washing machine. You've got to take that leap of faith and trust that the new washing machine is going to do its job. And it is going to be a better experience for you. Because at the end of the day, even if it isn't, even if it isn't, even if you've had a go and it isn't, you can still say, you know what? I'm going to go back to what I know. And that's fine too. So in order to become who you want to be, you have to give up who you are. That doesn't mean losing your identity. That doesn't mean being a different person altogether. But if you want a different experience, if you want a different body, if you want different health, if you want better, deeper, more connected relationships, if you want a more fulfilling job, career, business, and everything else that comes with that. If you want to travel the world or have more holidays or have better friends, doing exactly as you've done up until this point in life, thinking the thoughts that you've been thinking up until this point in life, saying the words that you've been speaking up until this point in life, taking the actions that you've been taking up until this point in life, ain't going to get you to where you want to be. Because if you continue thinking the thoughts, speaking the words and taking the actions, you'll continue getting the results that you're experiencing right now. Because here's the deal, and you know this, but I'm going to say it again just to make it clear in your head. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And where people get stuck is they think, well, if I need to give up who I am so I can become who I need to be, then I need to do all these things. I need to add all these extra things into my life. I need to add in somewhere in my busy schedule. I need to add in time for me. I need to add in more gym. I need to add in healthier eating. I need to add in personal development work and research and study and personal growth. I need to add in time to connect and spend with the missus and with the kids and with parents or brothers and sisters or grandparents if they're still around or work colleagues or staff or employees or employers. I need to add all this stuff into my already jam-packed schedule. I've got nowhere to put it. The glass is already full. I can't put any more in. So again, because change is hard and staying the same is easy, I'll stay the same. I'll sacrifice the body, the health, the wealth, the happiness, the fulfillment that I desire and deserve to have, because you do deserve it. I will sacrifice all of that for a life of struggle, a life of stress, a life of overwhelm, a life of unfulfillment, because that's what I know. So I'm going to stay here. And that's where most people stay through their whole life. And then they get to their deathbed. And then they have the regrets. And then they regret not spending more time with their family. Not doing things they enjoy. They regret working for the man. Giving their life, their heart, their soul, their blood, their sweat, their tears. For someone else. Someone else's business. Someone else's vision. They regret giving 40 years to that. For not even a watch these days when you retire. Maybe a handshake. They sacrifice going to the gym for staying at home because it's warm and the gym requires effort. They sacrifice making plans, setting goals, for lying in that extra 15 minutes hitting snooze, because that's easy, that's what they know. They sacrifice happiness for struggle. They sacrifice fulfillment for frustration. And I get it, because I did exactly the same. I couldn't see a way out of my struggle. I knew the struggle. I knew it. It was my best friend. We met each other every single day. We had an intimate relationship. My struggle knew me and I knew my struggle. I couldn't see a way out. That was until a few things happened. I spoke to a few people. I read a few things. My life completely changed. I said goodbye to my struggle. It was a peaceful goodbye. And I stepped into who I have to become who I want to be. I said goodbye to who I was. I said goodbye to the excuses. I said goodbye to the struggle. I said goodbye to the stress. I said goodbye to the worry. I said goodbye to the depression. I said goodbye to the anxiety. I said goodbye to the fear. I said goodbye to comparing myself to other people, making myself feel worse and unworthy. I said goodbye to the worthlessness. And I said hello to the new me, the real me, the true me. The me that was deep down buried all along. The passionate me, the driven me, the motivated me, the fearless me, the server, the giver, the deliverer, the coach, the inspiration, the motivation, the leader. The guy that's in the trenches with you, who puts himself out there, who's unafraid to make a stand for what he truly believes in, to live his life on purpose. I said hello to that relationship. I welcomed that relationship with open arms, and that relationship welcomed me. And now I'm having a deep, intimate relationship with passion and purpose. And I'm here to help you and show you and give you the tools for doing the same. Now, you might be absolutely fine with your body, but you're unfulfilled with work. You might be absolutely fine with your work, your career, your business, whatever it is you do to provide value to the world. You might be fine with that, but you may look in the mirror and not recognize who you see. You may be unhappy with the results you're experiencing with your health and with your body. You may have a blinding career doing extremely well with that. You may have the body of a Greek god, but your relationships are almost non-existent. There's no connection there. And you may have all of those things. You may have the body of the Greek god. You may have the career that you've always dreamed of. You may have the perfect relationships. But spiritually, maybe you're screwed. Maybe you're just reacting to the way the world is. Maybe you're not really stepping into who you actually are and listening to the messages the world is trying to give you. You're not listening to your subconscious. You're not actually on the path that you're meant for. Although on the surface, everything looks great. Maybe there's just something deep inside of you that says you're slightly off course here. And that might be keeping you up at night because you fear getting to the end of life and not really have stepped into who you truly are. So whatever area it is, maybe it's all four. Maybe you, your career sucks, your body's out of shape, you're no good with your relationships and you have no idea who you are or what path you're supposed to be on. Maybe that's you. But whichever one it is, I'm here for you. I've been all of those. I've been the guy with terrible relationships, just sleeping with any girl I could to get validation that I'm a decent human being. I earn all the money in business that I've ever earned in my life and I could ever imagine. I've earned in months what I used to earn in years. but I missed out on everything else because all I was doing was working 20 hours out of 24 hours a day was in my business. My relationships went to shit. My health went to shit. And again, I was following somebody else's path. So I was unfulfilled with what I was doing. I was being called to do something different, to do something greater. But I wasn't listening to that message. I got myself in incredible shape for my 30th birthday. But again, that was rooted in validation from other people. So to prove that I was worthy of as a human being, because I seeked the approval of other people. I wanted to be accepted by other people. However, the only person that mattered who I wasn't accepting or being accepted by was my actual self. I could never become who I wanted to become and desired to become because one, I didn't know who that was, and two, I couldn't accept who I was. And you'll never move forward until you accept actually who you are right now and the fact that everything you've done up until this point has been of your doing, has been of your creation. You may have had influences, outside influences, but you're the one that's still taking the actions. And you might say, well, it's okay for him or her. They had the right situation, circumstances, and upbringing. Oh, yeah? What about the billionaire who was left on the doorstep of somebody else's house when he was a baby because his parents couldn't take care of him, who was an orphan? What about the fitness models and the bodybuilding champions who were bullied at school? Who got low grades at school because they never wanted to turn up to sessions and lessons because they knew they were going to get bullied. But now they're a bodybuilding world champion and famous for it. What about the guys and the girls that are in the most deepest, most loving, most connected relationships that you could ever possibly imagine? Yet at school they were picked on for their looks. In order to become who you are, you've got to give up who you are. In order to become who you want to be, you've got to give up who you are. In order to become who you want to be, you have to give up who you are. If you are an excuse maker, you will not become who you want to become. If you are fearful, you will not become who you want to become. If you are playing the victim and blaming other people, situations and circumstances for your own experience in life, you will not become who you want to become. If you're ready to give up who you are so that you can become who you want to become and truly experience life, how it should be experienced, how you deserve and desire for it to be experienced because you see other people having a piece of the pie and you want a piece of that pie too. If you want that, you have to give up everything that you are. And now, my brother, we're going to get into the first part of your transformation today. If you want to jump off the ship, if you want to stay where you are in life, this is your opportunity right now, because once you go to the next stage, once you listen to this next part of the recording, there is no going back. Once you hear it, you can't unhear it. So if you want to stay as you are, now is the time to stop the recording, to stop the play. Hit stop and get off the boat if you're happy with where you are in life. If you're happy with your experiences and the results you're getting, please hit stop now. However, if you're ready to become who you desire and deserve to be, let's move forwards. For phase one of your transformation, you will need a piece of paper, at least A4 size, at least. You will need a red pen and a green pen. If you have not got a red pen and a green pen, you can use a crayon, a red one and a green one. It will work if you use just a blue biro or a pencil. It will work. However, the impact, the power of using a red and a green pen far outweighs just a blue biro and a pencil. So it's up to you. You can continue with a blue biro maybe and a pencil and then change and do it later, or you can pause the recording and come back when you have a green and a red pen. Imagine I came to your house with that brand new fridge, the brand new washing machine. Maybe a brand new fridge as well, but a brand new washing machine. And you had the old washing machine there and you really desired this brand new washing machine. You're not going to try and put the new washing machine where the old one is without removing the old washing machine, are you? So today, this training is all about making space for the new you. Creating that space for where the new you, the real you, the true you is about to go. Without creating space, you get overwhelmed, you get stress, you get struggle, and you get rebound. So before we put in the new, we've got to throw out the old. So with your piece of paper, draw one line right down the middle. Right down the middle from top to bottom. Doesn't matter if you've done left or right. On the left side at the top, right in the middle. So on the left section that you now have, you have a left and a right section. In the middle of the left section at the top, put a red cross. And now I want you to have an idea in your mind. We don't have to have specifics just yet. I want you to have an idea in your mind of who you want to become, the experiences you want to have. Think now, the body that you want, the relationships that you want, the wealth that you want, the career, business or job that you want, the spirituality levels that you want, the connection to your true self that you want. And what I'd like you to do, down the left-hand side of this page that you're now staring at, this blank piece of paper with the red cross at the top on the left-hand side, is write down everything that you did in 2016 that did not take you towards who you desire and deserve to be. Everything. If you want to get into great shape with your body, if you want to be in phenomenal shape, phenomenal health, so that your body is literally a weapon that you can use throughout the day in whatever scenario or situation that you need to. Whether you need to run up the stairs or protect your family or carry your kid to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Whatever you did that did not take you towards that vision, you write it down the left-hand side. If you have takeaways every night, if you have cans of beer every night, if you skip the gym and make excuses for working out, write that down. If you poison your body with alcohol, with drugs, cigarettes, processed food, write that down. If you desire to have a career or a business that fulfills you, however, you make excuses for researching ways to start your own business. You watch reality TV instead of reading books on business. If you tell yourself you're not good enough to have the dream job or business that you want to have, If you've got negative self-talk, write that down. If you want to have great relationships, but you're out every night partying and sleeping with all different people and not giving your partner any love and attention, write that down. If you start arguments and play the victim and blame the other person, write that down. If you're always on your phone when you're supposed to be around your kids, write that down. Everything that didn't serve you in 2016, scrolling through Facebook, laying in bed late, staying up late, everything that doesn't take you towards your ideal, write it down on the left-hand side. And once you've done that, you know what's coming. You get the green pen out, you go to the right-hand side of the page, and in the middle at the top of the right-hand side, on that white section that's over there, you draw a tick, a green tick on the right-hand side. And I want you to write down everything that you did do in 2016 that moves you forwards towards your goal. So if you went to the gym, write that down. If you had date nights each week, write that down. If you switched your phone off when your kids were around or your family was there or you were out with friends, write that down. If you ate healthy food, if you drank 2 to 3 liters of filtered water a day, write that down. If you read books on personal development, attended courses, joined groups on Facebook, liked profiles on Instagram, write that down. That's your first challenge. You may need one piece of paper, you may need 5 pieces of paper. You may have more things on the left than you have on the right. You may have more things on the right than you have on the left. We are not holding judgments here. We are not attaching emotion here. We're not praising ourselves for the stuff we did on the right-hand side of the page. And we're not feeling guilty or angry or upset or depressed about the stuff on the left. It has happened. It is in the past. All that matters is what we choose to do now with our life. Right now, today. And you can choose to do this exercise, you can choose to ignore it. But this is exercise number one. You're here for a reason. You're listening to this for a reason. Be honest with yourself. 100% honest. No one else has to see these lists. This is for you and your eyes only. Be honest, brutally honest with yourself. Have the ideal that you have in your mind of who and what you want to be and want to experience in life. And then be honest on the left, all the things you did in 2016 or didn't do that didn't move you forwards towards your ideal. And on the right, write down all the things that you did do that moves you towards your ideal. No emotion. Do not judge. Do not keep reading and reading and reading the lists and feeling bad about one and good about the other. We remove emotion from it. We just make the lists. This is the beginning. This is chapter 1, verse 1. In the Bible, it starts something like, on day one, God created heaven and the earth and everything that's in it. And he said, let there be light. Let there be light. You cannot see if you're in the dark. You're unaware of what's going on if you are in the dark. The only way to see clearly is to shed light on the matter. Most people are living in the dark. They never tell the truth. They never shed light on the matter. What we do today is we shed light on the matter. We can become aware of our surroundings when we have light on the situation. We can decide which path we want to walk when the path is illuminated. We can see obstacles in the way when we shed light on it. We can see what's around us, who's around us. We can see what's going to help us move forwards towards our destination when there's light. We can't see anything when there's no light. When it is dark, we bump into stuff. We trip over. We experience pain. By shedding light on the matter, there may be initial shock. There may be initial pain. There may be initial discomfort. But once we've taken stock of what's around us and what's going on, we can decide which way we want to move forwards. Or we can decide to stay as we are. But first of all, we need to turn the lights on. Let there be light, brother. Let there be light. Tell the truth as to where you are right now. Because as you know, the truth shall set you free.